This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. You know, I've lived here for the vast majority of my life, and I have to say it looks like winter to me. Sure, those in charge would like to tell us it's well below average snowpack, and this is well below average rainfall, and blah, blah, blah. Sure, half a century ago, when I was just a little kid, we had snow piled up so high we had to shovel it out just so I could walk outside. Yep, it was piled so high I couldn't even see across the street. Oh, and back then, I was about 2 feet tall at the time. It's ridiculous to continue to hear about how poor the winter was compared to the historical average. They use these numbers to justify their failures when it comes to water management in the Klamath Basin. Oh, we have to keep the water high for the sucker fish. Oh, we need to flush it all down the river for the salmon. Because, you know, everything is below historical levels. What a bunch of BS. I mean, before the Link River Dam was built, Klamath Lake became a swamp in the summer with a small river flowing through it. The sucker fish survived just fine when the water was well below where we keep it now. Salmon? I mean, please, they were never in Klamath Lake, ever. Sure, we've had some pretty mild winters the last several years, and yes, water was at a premium, so I can understand some of that. However, we've been having rain or snow and cold, cold, cold since before Thanksgiving. Remember last year when we didn't even see snow for the first time until about this time of year? It certainly kills the argument of, oh, well, the ground is too dry and the reservoir just never refilled. Well, you can chuck that argument out the window right now. But as usual, as I drove by Pelican Marina the other day, the rocks are still sticking up out of the lake. How can that be, you say, with all the moisture we've had? Well, because the crack management team is doing the same thing they've done for years. Flush the water out of the lake and waste it downriver to the ocean. Klamath water users have it right. Just pull your heads out and simply fill the lake with minimal flows downstream until the lake reaches a full pool. Oh, next we'll hear, well, we need to make room for the spring runoff. Well, they monitor every stream that comes into the lake, and they constantly remind us that stream flows are lower than the historical average. So why don't you use those measurements for some good for a change? When you see the stream flow start to rise, then, and only then, start moving water downriver to open up more lake storage, but not before. Even a 2-foot-tall toddler is smart enough to figure that one out. Views change over time, and historical observations and recommendations need to do the same. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.